I will call this meeting to order at 7 o'clock on August 24th, meeting of the Historic Preservation Commission. Taking the roll, Commissioner Franek.
Here.
Commissioner Pritz.
Here.
Commissioner Graham White.
Here.
Commissioner Reno Ogden.
Here.
Commissioner Popowitz.
Here.
Commissioner Prestis.
Here.
Chairman Zarowski is absent. Seeing as thus, I will ask for a motion to nominate a chair pro tem to continue the meeting.
I nominate Commissioner Franek.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Chairman Franek.
Public testimony. Jan?
Hi, Jan Sager, 435 William. First of all, I wanted to comment, did all of you read the Wednesday Journal about the 558 Franklin?
Yes.
And it's a wonderful article, and I just wanted to read into the minutes the very last paragraph. Emily Ruby, besides crediting her contractor and her designer, also credits the River Forest Historic Preservation Commission. Quote, I wish that people viewed them as a resource, not an obstacle. If I was stuck making a decision on siding or windows or even layout, I could call them. They want people to bring back and invest in these historic homes. They are looking at the art of it, which can be helpful. So, yeah, kudos to the Ruby family. Second, Mark Witt, who's been the contact person with the 700 block William. I contacted him. He said the ball's in their court as far as the light post, lamp post. They're having a block party this weekend, and the neighbors are all going to discuss what they're doing. But he said they did not have any agreement from the village or even a draft agreement.
In regard to?
The light post that Dave Reynolds had it should go up. So, but it's, they have to raise the money, they have to talk about what they're going to do, blah, blah, blah. But I hope it gets done. Anyway, so it's still in progress.
I have talked to, I sent some notes to resident Mark Witt on that topic. I think it makes the most sense. My consulting with the village administrator thinks it makes the most sense for the agreement really to be the last step once all of the details are finalized. We talked to the board so that, we certainly didn't want it to be wasted time, which is why we went to the board on the front end. But once they have all the details, we start to iron out the plan, we can put in place the agreement. I think both parties are understanding and what that agreement's going to look like. So once we get the details, where, what, when, and all that stuff ironed out, we can do that. It sounds like they're near, but not quite there on all of that. So.
Cool. Okay. Then last meeting, I asked about the Jeanette Fields memorial, and nothing. It was talked about a lot, but nothing was ever decided. So walking out of the building, right across the street at the railroad tracks, there's a nice wall of portraits of people of note of River Forest. So I found out from Jonathan. So Jeanette Fields' portrait should be on that wall. So I got the information from John Pape, Little Bits Workshop does the paintings. So I contacted, and we know that someone, at least one person on the commission knows somebody at Little Bits, so Lynn Zarowski. But today I emailed Lita Forsythe, who I think is the head of it over there. She said they would love to do it. If she has a picture, she can do it this year if she has time on a nice day. Otherwise, she'll put it onto the schedule for summer 2018. So I wrote back and said, that's great. And how much? What's the fee? So I'm telling you guys this. I can t- take it as far as you want me to take it. I found a really nice picture of Jeanette Fields online. She looks like middle age, not glasses. It's a lovely picture. If any of you have an idea of a picture, also I can talk to Jan Dressel, the president of the Historical Society, because I'm sure they worked together at the Trust for years. I think I can come up with a good picture, unless you guys want to take it. I mean, I can run with it as far as you want me to run with it. So,
but run all the way to the end.
I can.
Yeah.
I can do that. And a tagline. And, you know, I noticed on everyone, it's not only this person, but who is this person? Mm-hmm. So we need some kind of a tagline. So when I find out about fee, if none of you have any input on a picture, I'll maybe send it to John. The one I saw, he can distribute it. You can say, yeah, that's the woman I knew. And then we'll go from there.
In terms of a tagline, perhaps historic preservation advocate.
Fine.
Something like that.
Yeah, great.
Thoughts?
I'm sorry for my ignorance, but I don't know who that is.
She was a longtime River Forest resident who wrote an architectural guide to River Forest. She's one of the prime people. That's a copy. She's one of the prime people in preservation in the state of Illinois. She passed away, 2 years ago?
14, I found.
Wow.
I know.
3 years ago.
Well, November of 14.
Okay. Yeah. And she was very active locally. And was, she was also involved, I believe, with the School of the Art Institute.
And something about the Gessler House in Chicago, it's a museum house.
Hmm? And a village resident.
Yes.
Well, yeah, that's my second thing I was going to bring up. But yeah, I think she, from what I gathered, she was pretty much one of the movers and shakers to get the house and museum back in shape in the 70s. And I know Jan Dressel was part of that effort, too. Yeah, so then my next thing that I was going to bring up is honorary street sign, because she and her husband bought the E.A. Davenport House when it was pretty much ready, I guess, to go to the wrecking ball. And she was convinced, I don't know if her husband, his name was Ellis, I don't know if he would, but he went along with it, and they saved that house. So I thought, and getting an honorary street sign is as simple as contacting our president and saying, Kathy, this would be great. And she'll, yeah. So unless you would have another idea, or if you, I don't know what your feelings are about an honorary street sign, but I think that would be a place for it to go, 500 block of Ashland, unless you can think of another.
Are there other honorary street signs? I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. God, they're all, yeah, Dale Ryder has one, and.
Where?
Ooh, it's at Gale in Washington. Right? 700 Block has theirs. Lemonade Way at 700 Block Bonnie Bray. Laurel and Dennis got one.
So these are signs that go.
They're the brown, yeah, honorary something something way. And Laurel and Dennis McMahon got one before they moved, yeah. Or maybe they had just moved, but for both their. Dedicated service.
Okay. Why don't we talk about under the other business and we can do
great.
Something formal?
Fine. So that's what I have. So I have, okay. So thank you.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jim. Bill?
No, I have nothing.
Okay. Seeing no other public testimony, approval of minutes. Any comments on the minutes of July 26th?
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Done. Consideration of property modifications and applications for certificates of appropriateness. I see none.
There are none. If this is okay with you, it might be the appropriate time to discuss two that have come in inquiring about the process.
Okay.
So really most notably 747 William, resident and now owner of that property, Gentleman by the name of Robert Sarvis has come in to inquire about the process for modifications and the process for demolition. I discussed the ordinance with him, shared with him the flow charts so that he could try to understand those two processes. That was his initial inquiry, was more details about them. So we had that conversation. He's talked to the building department at length too. He's a resident. He did give me a call today. Said that he really wished he could be here. He wasn't going to make it back in time. He was dropping his kid off at college. Wasn't going to make it to the meeting. This is what he relayed to me. He invited me to come through and do a walkthrough of the property. I told him that while I'd be more than willing to do that, I'm probably not the right audience. And through that conversation with him, we kind of decided that it might be appropriate to offer that up to the commission if the commission is interested in walking through the property. I can tell you anecdotally from my opinion that I get the sense that he is debating the pros and cons of modification and demolition for himself. And so I know the commission in the past has been very interested in as many pictures as possible and as much detail as possible. And in this case, there might not be anything better than seeing the property for yourself. He's made it very clear to me numerous times that I've talked to him that he's looking to be transparent, that he's looking to be upfront and honest, and obviously he sought us out before he even bought the property, quite frankly, although he does own it now, as to the process here, and is interested in the opinions. So that's kind of where I'm at for now. I told him I'd bring that up and kind of take the straw poll or gauge the waters as to what the receptiveness to that would be, and give him a call back since he couldn't be here tonight.
I'd be more than happy to walk through the house.
Yeah, I would be too. What is he looking for explicitly from us? Our opinions or?
I think he wants to start the conversation from a basis of understanding of what the property looks like now. Like I said, I don't know that he's inquired about both quite in-depthly, modification process and demolition process. So that's
the whole house or demolition of parts of it?
My understanding is the house. He did, he mentioned to me some of the problems that he was trying to address, a three seasons room that got turned into a full bedroom at one point and the foundation's having trouble under it, et cetera, et cetera. That's just one example. And again, that's why I say anecdotally, that's the sense I get, is that he's debating between the two. Just by what he's inquired on, what's the process here, what's the process there. He's expressed interest in wanting to share the property with whoever's willing to look at it to understand where we're going from. I think from there, regardless of what he comes forward with, it's a good basis of understanding for people to have all of, or at least some of the commission to have, as we talk further about modifications and or demolition.
You mentioned that the 700 block of Williams is having a block party this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Does he know about that? And perhaps he should understand that this is a very, very special block. It is the only one of its kind in the country. And to tear that house down would be destroying the uniqueness of that block.
I can't.
Maybe maybe he needs to speak with neighbors on the block, Mr. Mark Witt.
I can't comment on 747 William. I can't comment on his knowledge of either of those things. I don't know if he knows about the block party or the significance. I can say that he's also expressed greatly that he's a resident and he's very interested in the historical character of the village. So that's why he's seeking the support, seeking the aid and trying to be up front in that process.
Well, we have, I think, since the beginning, offered ourselves as a resource. And to the extent that a resident in the village is seeking our input as a resource, I think that's only a positive. And certainly David and others taking a look at it and offering thoughts as to its potential for restoration, as well as providing information about the unique nature of that block. It certainly is all part of the information gathering process. And, you know, something that, were I in his shoes, it's probably kind of information that I would want on both sides, so.
And you know, I will also add is that even if, just from my advocating from the HPC side, even if, worst case scenario, he comes forward with a demolition application immediately, it might be helpful to understand everything about the property as best as we can. Just like we say here sometimes, and you know, look at pictures and things like that. I just think it might be helpful to see that, which is why we kind of came to that conclusion on the phone today.
Would he want to schedule something for the September meeting to talk with us? And if so, I would urge him to provide a number of interior and exterior photographs for our information.
Maybe we could arrange the tour beforehand.
Yeah, the logistics are something that I'm. The logistics are something I'm not quite clear on quite yet. But you know, one way I could see it working is that I could ask him. I give him a call tomorrow morning. I said it sounds like there's at least significant interest in doing a walkthrough. Could you pass your information on to me, and people could set that up. Another way we could do it is we could try to coordinate schedules and pick one date and time. I don't know what everybody's most comfortable with, or I can get his contact information and pass it on to you guys.
It's probably better if we coordinate between ourselves and give a couple dates, because otherwise we're just going to be emails flying back and forth, right? So,
or have him give, I mean, he's the one inviting us to his home, and have him give us 4 or 5 dates. The more he gives us, the more likely we can find one that works.
Yeah.
Maybe aim towards a Saturday afternoon.
Weekends are going to be tough, but.
So why don't I reach out to him? I'll get a couple of dates from him. I'll pass that back to you guys, and we'll try to get a consensus for one date. If there's somebody that can't make that, I would encourage you to reach out to him, because he mentioned many times that he's a resident. He's very willing to. He's a resident in town. He is. Yes. It is an additional property to the one. I understand it's vacant.
I'm talking about the block party is that many of the homes on that block have been restored in the past 3 or 4 years, including, I think, not 743, the one like 739. We talked with the contractor who restored that like last year. So get an idea of the kind of work that people have done on the properties on that block.
Happy to pass that on to him for his knowledge.
I'm sure people would welcome
him. And one of the benefits of that block is there's a great camaraderie. And those of us who've restored homes have the itch to tell people about it. So, yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
I will call him. I'll get 3 to 4 dates. I will apprise him of that information for his own knowledge, and we will go from there. I think it's probably feasible that this will happen between this meeting and the next meeting, so maybe we just decide what we... Maybe we decide what the September meeting looks like after we have a chance to see it, and we kind of go from there. Again, I want to be – obviously, I have his permission to share this all with you. I do want to be careful, though, and say that I'm sort of speculating on his desires from the situation.
Yep.
And last comment I'll make, it might be nice if we could see it while there's still natural light. So I know we're going to aim for the evening, but it would be nice if we're not seeing it in lamplight.
As recently sold, there's a full set of pictures online of everything in there.
I know, but we're going to.
And what's your
picture is always look better than the reality.
I just Googled the address, and 3 or 4 or 5 websites popped up, and
is sold very recently. I want to say that they closed last week.
I think the 16th.
Yeah. I'm sorry?
8/16 it sold, so.
Mm-hmm. And it was not on the market very long.
You just Googled the address and you got all the things. Mm-hmm. Didn't know that. All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that from my kids?
That's funny. And the second?
Thank you. 524, which has been inquired about once before. Some of you might remember, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 months ago, some of you guys went over and took a look at that one. Been inquired about from another potential buyer. The same thing. I just apprise you of the fact that they've talked about possibly buying that home, and they've also inquired as to the ordinance. So
which street?
It's 520 Forest.
Okay.
524 what?
520 Forest.
Okay.
So
are you saying Forest?
520 Forest. Yes. So I just mentioned that because that's been the inquiry. The house is not been closed on, but there's, you know, potential. To my knowledge, I'm pretty sure the house has not been closed on, but there's been that inquiry as well.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Review of ongoing commissioner assignments. Does anyone have anything new to report?
No? I don't know if I have anything new to report, but I'd like to begin by thanking Jonathan. I've been working on these historical programs, which you've heard about on infinitum, and I ran into some computer problems, which quite frankly vexed me, and I mentioned it last time. Jonathan was so kind to give me his time. He was very patient with a senior. He was able to cure the problems, and I was able to go on. So I just like to publicly thank Jonathan for his patience and the time that he gave me. I know he's a busy guy, but thank you very much, Jonathan.
I'll return the favor with some excellent stories. So well worth the time. We're able to help each other out. So.
There you go.
For what it's worth, and I don't want to make too much out of it, Bob Zeh, Z-E-H, from Service Club, asked me some time ago if at my last presentation, he could come in and tape it. He sent me about the last 15 minutes of the program, and he's going to put it on YouTube. Ooh. Now, it's very, I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, very amateurishly done. The lighting is poor. The equipment isn't working properly. But it occurred to me, I don't know if there would be a reason to have a more finished product. This obviously would not be good enough, and put it on YouTube. But I didn't realize what you could put on YouTube. I guess you can put anything on YouTube. You can put this on it. And so I don't know if that would help us at all, but it's an idea that had never occurred to me.
This is the high end of what they put on YouTube.
No. Look at it first. No, it's not high end.
Trust me.
No. It's not. there's a lot, but the point is that I thought, oh, I wonder if we could use this in some way. Anyway, I'm just throwing it out. But anyway, so we did it. So if you want to get a good laugh and you want to, as I said, get a few laughs, you can look at it. I understand it's going to be on YouTube. I'm not quite sure where you look.
Al, I have no doubt that your effort is on the high end of what is on YouTube.
On YouTube.
Yeah.
Please.
Let your imagination run wild.
Let's just say in terms of culture, it's at the high end.
That's right. In terms of seriousness of purpose.
Also, as long as I've got the floor, I know I spoke to Bill about this already, but I'm preparing a fourth program. Don't ask me why I'm doing this, because I'm only giving these once a year. I mean, what am I trying to do here? But anyway, but there are two pieces of property I'd like more information on. I need more text. I'm not an architect. I don't have an architectural vocabulary. And I just need more information about two pieces of property. I contacted Bill. He said he had some homework for me. I haven't had a chance to look at your homework.
Just a chat.
Okay, just a chat. Okay. But the one I'm looking at is the Art Moderne Art Deco house at 827 William. The architect was unknown, 1936. I need more text. I need more information in order to include that on a program. And another piece of property I'm looking at and this is fairly well known, I'm surprised you can't find more information, the John B., I'm not sure how to pronounce this, Pigott, P-E-G-G-O-T-T. It's Talmadge and Watson, 1909. Oh, 751 Franklin.
That's right, that's the one on the corner of Franklin and Chicago.
I don't remember
no.
if it's a corner. I don't think it's a corner
two.
Lot.
Second one down.
So it's 752, the one on the other side of the
this
street.
This is 751, yeah. And it's very interesting. I'd like to say more about it, but I can't find information on it. So if anyone has sources of information or can steer me some way, now I've got Fields and I've got, you know, those common books, I've got that, but I need more.
Have you tried the Historical Society?
No, I have not.
They do a clip file on all of the lots, including basically going back more than 100 years, information regarding construction, new houses in town, real estate ads, anything that's been in the papers about it, about the owners. They tend to be pretty exhaustive, old photographs.
Oh, I do want to make something clear, though. If my programs are meant for a certain audience, people who come with no background,
mm-hmm.
know nothing about architecture, know nothing about architects or anything else. So I deal with about 10, 12 houses. So no house gets more than 3-4 minutes. So I don't want to go into great depth because but just in general, I want to talk about the architectural style. If there's an interesting story about the architect or the owner, I'll put that out there. But it's for that general audience. So I don't want to go into great depth.
Have you tried just Googling the address? Because when we were doing the map, it had occurred to you? Or you
it had not.
Okay, if you just put it in Google, the address,
gotcha.
You will get, including Google, will have historic books that they've scanned, and they will give you details on the house, and it's very quotable stuff. At least that's okay. How I fudged and cheated on the math.
Well, I didn't know that. Thank you very much. I will do that next.
One thing in this book, it says that this was featured in House Beautiful magazine in May 1911.
Yeah, I did get
so
that.
So you can get that.
You may also, Al, want to check on the original owner. There may be some odd tidbits of
I
interest.
I got a little information on him. He was a vice president of the old River Forest State Bank.
Okay.
And he was also the president of a River Forest school board. So he was active in the community. That much I did get on him.
There's a book called The Dictionary of Chicago Biography. I think that's the precise
I'm
name.
Again,
Dictionary of Chicago Biography. It's a compilation. I know the Historical Society's got a copy of it, and it goes into fairly interesting detail upon a lot of people. So you might find something else out.
And this is about not specifically about River Forest.
No, it's the Chicagoland area, but you may find something about the original owner that might be an interesting tidbit.
Yes. Okay, thank you.
The guy was a Civil War veteran or something.
Yes, okay,
you know?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Al,
that's what I'm looking for. Yes.
If you don't find it when you do the Google,
yes.
Shoot me an email because the nature of my work sometimes has us Googling really obscure stuff, not related to houses, but
YouTube.
I could probably find ways of Googling it that are more than just the address.
Okay.
That might be helpful.
Okay, well, before I bother you, I'd like to
just try it. Just put it in, see what comes up, and if you don't get anything useful, let me know, and I'll try to help you with the
email address.
Pardon?
I don't think I have your
email address. I can give it to you.
Okay, fine.
I'll send it to you.
Send it
to you.
Okay. Thank you very much. Well, you've given me a lot of stuff here, so
what's the resolution I'm posting on YouTube? Is that resolved, or is that open?
I think it's open. I mean, I think it.
I mean, because it brings up a question: Does the village have a YouTube channel?
We do not.
Is there
the website and Facebook is where we're at?
Is the website up? The new website.
The new website is not up.
Okay. Is there something like this that could be posted on the HPC page?
Yeah. Video. Absolutely.
No, don't post this. This is
Facebook too.
before we'll take a look at it, right?
No, it's I mentioned that this is an don't embarrass me, for God's sake. Yeah, I just mentioned it because it's an idea of something maybe
not
build
embarrassing.
Send it to all of us and we'll vote.
And two, I mean, in terms of creating something, maybe you match up the audio with the PowerPoint instead of a video of physically Al at the library.
Not hard to do.
You know, something like that.
If we've got the language, or if we've got the video, we can strip off the video. You know, put it in a PowerPoint.
All I saw was the last 10 minutes or so. I presume there's more to it. They just sent me. He said before I put this on YouTube, I wanted you to see it to get an okay, and I got maybe the last 10 minutes of it or something like that. I presume there's more. I don't know. We'll see when it goes.
Can you send us the link? Or can you send Jonathan the link, and then he'll send it to us to take a look at?
I think I can do that, Jonathan.
Okay.
I think I can do that.
And if you can't, just shoot me a note that says you can't, and I'll figure it out.
No, okay. Because
That's a great idea. We could link it up with the PowerPoint presentation, and you know, if you don't like how the video is shot, we can make the video go away and just strip off the...
It's pretty easy to find if you Google Al Pavo is YouTube. Utilizing all of my search genius and my artificial intelligence algorithm.
Popowitz on Property, Volume 4.
And how many views has it had?
Come on, stop it.
It was just one day ago, so.
Yeah, that's right. So you have to give us some time. Let's not rush it.
15 views.
No!
But it's also...
Some people are gluttons for punishment.
I'm looking at is an hour long.
Yeah, this is 58 minutes.
So it might have...
I only saw
about 12
minutes.
I don't know.
I haven't seen the whole thing.
I'm sending everybody the link right now.
There you go.
We've all got it.
Oh,
but yeah, it's pretty dark and hard.
Yeah, let's be cheerful.
And I'm guessing you can't make
up
the pictures on the PowerPoint, right?
Oh, it's a great idea. It's a wonderful idea.
Yeah, maybe we can do something really good with this.
Oh, they misspelled your name.
It would be nice. Yeah, well, that's the point. It would be nice, for example, if we could put something out that has the images and just the voice without the pictures and all that. That might be... I'm just throwing out ideas.
That's what he's saying. We could take your PowerPoint presentation, take the audio, put it on your PowerPoint, and move the slides to the new slides as it's appropriate.
Yeah, in sequence.
The point is, I just created this program, and so it's the first time I've done it. I'd like to, if we're going to do something really serious with it, I'd like to do it again, maybe practice a little bit.
It's a great idea.
Smoother. So it doesn't sound like what it is, which is amateur effort. That's all. Nothing more.
I haven't looked at the video, so let me look at the video, and then we'll think about it.
Any other comments from other commissioners with respect to what they're working on?
Yes. So the last meeting I attended in June, the assignment was given to me to begin to look into commercialization of kind of the efforts here. And that's kind of a tough thing. I can find all kinds of information, right? But I want something that will work for the Chicago area. And I don't know why I didn't think of this before, but it might just make sense to talk to whoever in Oak Park has a similar kind of responsibility. So I was wondering if we might know who that would be. If there would be any issue with me contacting him or her and, you know, saying, look, we're interested in maybe expanding what you're doing, bringing it into the village. It could be a bigger thing. I mean, I think there'd be value to that to them.
When you say Oak Park, do you mean the village or the trust?
I don't know. What I want to do is figure out who's been so great at commercializing the historic value of Oak Park. And that might be more than one person. That might be a commission for all I know. But I'd like to at least get a pointer to somebody who I can begin the conversation with. And it's easy to make the case, I think, that if we're interested, this could be bigger. And by having two villages side by side with all these historic properties, it would be to their benefit to help us make that successful, right? So it would be regardless, it'd be a good starting point, I think, and help me kind of separate the wheat from the chaff, right? Because there's a lot of stuff out there, and it's hard for me to say that'll work. Right,
mm-hmm.
But you know what, Oak Park knows what works.
It sounds like a good idea to me. I guess my one thought would be just to make sure that we're all on the same page with the unity of purpose. You want to run it by the village president? Just get her thoughts.
Yeah, absolutely.
In terms of the cooperation with Oak Park in that area, or whether she's thinking about doing it just, you know.
Yeah, I wish I could zero in on who we'd be talking to in terms of...
Might just be a first introduction.
Yeah.
Finding our way to the right...
But you get what I'm saying when I say the village or the trust, right? Because
yeah.
I think that kind of... I think it makes a difference.
Yeah. There's also the Historic Society there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a...
Look, I'll take all kinds of pointers. And
no, right, sure.
All of them, right?
Probably.
And, yeah, see...
The guy you probably want to see first is an employee of the village of Oak Park. His name is Doug Carr. K-A-A-R-R-E. Doug's in charge of everything you do except for Oak Park.
Yeah.
He's not the Historic Preservation Commission, but he is the official from the village who deals with their HPCs, their secretariat, and sets up their agendas. He knows everything about the history of preserved architecture in both, well, Oak Park technically. He knows a lot about River Forest. He's written some 50 in-depth reports about Oak Park houses that are.
But is he the guy who's taking them and trying to find the ways to commercialize that, or is he an expert?
No, that's a guy. I forget the guy. I forget his name. He works for the village. He's more of the promotional guy. Doug is a historical preservationist.
Doug K-A-R-R-E.
Doug Carey.
Okay.
He's been there for 15 years. He's written all these reports. He knows. Well, of course, he is the function. He's John to the HBC over there. So he's a very congenial guy.
Yeah, very.
He just worked with the Frank Lloyd Wright Trust as the head of the research for Wright Plus a year ago. So he's very cooperative.
And what was the other name you said?
Well, there's a guy named Faylor. Doug Faylor, I think. Faylor is with the village, and he's more promote the history of the village. I'm not sure what his title is.
F-A-Y-L-O-R.
F-A-I-L-O-R, I believe it is.
So, just to be clear, I will talk... first of all, let me ask around and see if anybody else has any other names for you. Second, I will talk to... the village administrator, who, if needed, we can talk to Kathy, President Ducey, on her comfortability with that. I want to be clear, though, so we're talking about the commercialization of historic preservation in River Forest in the sense of providing, like, tourist attractions, events.
I think that there's two. The way I've been thinking about it, and there may be more, but I think there's two sides to the value here. One is the promotion of this kind of thing attracts people to the village from perspective of people moving in and finding the village attractive and saying that's someplace where I want to live, right? And that goes very well with what Al is trying to make sure people, the message that Al tries to get. So when I say commercialization, I mean maybe promotion is the better word, but I think it could bring multiple benefits. The second benefit, of course, is it could bring business to the village. I mean, if we have ways of drawing people into the village who want to see the assets of the village, and they're eating at village restaurants, and they're visiting village stores, and they're, you know, just in general, you know, saying, hey, wow, that's a cool college that we just walked past, and, you know, what do you think of that, Dasan? So, I mean, it could just have that kind of promotion, could just have a lot of ancillary benefits, some of which are financial and direct to the village, and some of which are maybe not as obvious.
I think that makes sense to me, so I'll take that back.
Yeah, that's where I walked away as the assignment.
Okay.
So I will wait before contacting anybody until I hear back from you, John.
Yeah, should be.
And we can make sure, as Commissioner Franek said, that we'll all be aligned, which I think makes great sense.
Yeah, I'll start with the village administrator, and we'll see where he went, you know, what he thinks, and I'll get back to him.
Okay. Discussion regarding the proposed historic preservation map. We all have the edited, revised, annotated submissions attached. There are some items which have been highlighted in terms of needs for photos. There is one comment that I would have, and that is on the opening statement.
Okay.
The end of the last word is insert. We need to put the necessary information. That's kind of, to quote Animal House, I state your name.
Totally get it. Yeah, absolutely. You know, again, my hope is that I'm trying to jam both these projects in so that I can put whatever the new extension is. If not, it'll just read vrf.us. So I'll put that in as a placeholder.
Okay.
And if I can, it'll read vrf.us/whatever the new extension is.
Okay.
Is that fair?
Yep, absolutely. Okay. Does anyone have any further thoughts? I think we've got what everybody had pretty much come up with as the final edits in there.
And I have a lame, non-substantive thing that I've noticed, which is simply, in some instances, we refer to streets with their suffixes like Ave or Avenue, place. Some places we don't. Sometimes we say Ave, period. Sometimes we say Avenue. Obviously, this is, I did not mean to suggest this is a great big deal, but it is worth.
It should say the full name, I think, because if people Google it, they won't have that in there. So.
Yeah.
No. And there's some instances where there's no subsequent descriptor added. It just says, you know, 506 Edgewood or something.
506 Keystone. And
then
in some places we
have Keystone. Yeah, I'll, everybody's comfortable with using the full proper name, so I'll replace that. Cool.
Okay.
And I would just note, too, obviously thanks to Commissioner Reno Ogden for sending these pictures over.
Jonathan, I remember taking pictures. Some of them say need photos. So I'll check on mine and see if my guys didn't transfer them all. And number two, there are a few that the sky was so white, I'm tempted to go back and get some with the blue sky on them. It's just getting the right time of day when you can get the east-western sun. So
happy to switch them out at any point. Yeah, and honestly, you know, whatever else you have.
And I'll revisit those other ones and make sure I get them all to you. So.
There are also just still some minor formatting inconsistencies regarding the typography. We have places where the apostrophes are the curly kind, referred to as smart apostrophes, and some places where they're the straight kind.
Yeah, so they're.
And if we want to, you know, clean that up, we could. It takes 5 minutes.
I think that's a font. Is that a font?
No, it's not a font thing. It's okay. Like Microsoft Word and other word processing. Some replace, you know, dumb quotes with smart quotes, and some don't. Hmm. And what this is just a function of pasting things in from different sources.
Yeah.
But I don't mean to make a mountain out of a molehill.
No, I'm guessing on that end that the people who put this together for the final map are going to get it all typical file, get it all set.
The process is. I don't know if they'll take our stuff literally, exactly as it appears. I don't know if they'll do. Clean up and of what sort. So I don't report to. I don't have an opinion.
You like the fancy ones or the not fancy ones?
Fancy ones.
Okay.
Ooh.
The other thing too that I would mention is that last month I told you guys that it somehow omitted the draft of the letter. Regardless, I did send it out to everybody. The only person that sent back comments was. Chairman Zarowski, so his edits are included here. So I just kind of leave that there unless anybody else has comments.
Did he get the exclamation point at the first word?
Congratulations. I think that would have. I could check the revisions, but I think that was me to begin with. Is it too much? Is it?
No, it's good. That's good. I thought Tom might have put two in there.
I can't remember if that was me or him. So
shouldn't we be excited?
I think that's the general tenor of the letter, though, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that this is.
I just want to go over the top where they'll see through it, like see through our, you know, that it's.
So I will share this back along with the draft to Chairman Zarowski, who I think was still planning to talk to the village president about it. I don't know that he has or hasn't done that yet.
Sorry.
No, please.
I just ask one more. I noticed the picture of the tennis club.
It's a terrible picture.
Number 30.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not here to criticize the hard work anyone did. I didn't make the effort to go take the picture.
No, I've got
the tennis club is pretty beautiful in some angles, and here it looks like a prairie style dump.
Yeah, that whole side that faces the street, I didn't realize how bad that was.
Yeah, well, that's partly because we got the parking lot is featured prominently.
But to be completely honest, I've never been inside, so I've only seen the side that you can see from.
I mean, I walked around the other side because I didn't want to. I kind of slinked around and looked at it. So I was there in the afternoon. I got there in the morning or in the afternoon when I can see with the sun on it is what I have to do. So I got to get back.
Yeah, I'm
back.
Happy to help. I can take you to the club. I can go. If there's anything I can do, I'm happy to help.
Oh, there's ways to get in there.
You just walk right in. No one's going to say anything.
No.
I've always wondered about it, though, too. I mean, because I see that one side, and it's not the most impressive thing.
It was a little better in the initial design. It's just suffered over the years.
I have a question about the letter. I didn't
Please.
Write back to you because I didn't know if it was discussed in the last meeting. I didn't want to push this up, but I wanted to ask. The line, and hopes that you will be as excited as we are about showing off your property, I was just wondering if we thought that line was necessary, only because it kind of plants the seed. Hey, maybe I don't agree with that. Therefore, might cause people, kind of push, plant the idea that they should have an opinion about that.
I agree. Yeah. I think less is more here, and I would cut anything that any reasonable person can kind of see, and then see a way to make a problem out of it.
Yeah. Or
and I can see someone saying, kind of. Like, who the hell are you to be excited about my property?
Should I strike from and on?
Yes.
So
the Historic Preservation Commission appreciates the pride that you have taken in your property.
Yep.
Period.
Any problems with that for anybody?
Yep. I agree.
Any other comments? Okay. Other business. Honorary Jeanette Fields Way. Thoughts?
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Honorary Jeanette Fields Way, or street, or avenue.
I think that the picture on the wall is great.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's certainly deserving.
Yeah.
Who is an honorary street name for? I love the idea of the portrait, right? Because I can absolutely understand somebody seeing all the portraits and saying those are significant people
in
history.
For instance, past Commissioner Laurel McMahon and her husband Dennis McMahon, who was on the DRB, for years they served so they got an honorary way in the 300 block of Keystone because they had done so much in the community for so long. So
they a permanent thing? Are they a temporary thing?
Very,
or are they
pretty much permanent.
Okay.
I'll share with you this just because it might be helpful. That's a good example. Is the McMahon's the most recent? So. Mary Ann Brown, who's retiring executive director of HEPSIPA, received one recently. Joe and Char Madden for their contributions to the youth of the community. And Ron Sherman, who retired as the director of the River Florida Citizens Council. I don't know that there's any specific criteria. I guess what I would share from my experience is that it's a way for the village board and the village president to recognize and say thank you. It's usually passed with some ordinance making that declaration, and then that thanking or recognizing a significant contribution to the community is probably the best way of saying that most of these have come about. And I think Jan hit it on the head. I think if that's something the commission is interested in initiating, then a conversation with the village president is probably the right way to start that.
She's the one.
Yeah,
I can do that.
Do we want to discuss? Do we want to have a motion and vote? What would we like to do?
I don't know that a motion's needed.
Okay.
Because we're not the ones approving it.
Indeed, just in terms of a request.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
I don't love voting on it because it wasn't listed as an action item on the agenda. So like, I think a consensus is enough, though, to direct somebody to do that.
Yep.
Would you like me to have that conversation with Kathy? Would one of you or Chairman Zarowski?
Take it away, Joe.
Go for it.
Okay.
Any other business?
Just the next meeting, unless somebody else says something else. So the next regularly scheduled meeting, the fourth Thursday of September, is September the 28th. I would note, just because this has been important to this commission in the past, that that night is Thursday Night Football, the Bears and the Packers.
I oppose. All in favor.
You know, how good the Bears are, I don't have any problem with them.
That's what, week four at that point?
I have always said, we don't have the NFL, we have the Bears.
Yes. I'm a Packer fan, too.
So am I. So. Yeah. I just share that with everybody. It's on my calendar, so.
If we have what time is the kickoff? Because let's face it, if the Bears put together a good first half, that's all we could hope for, and that's what I'd rather not.
I would assume that it's probably a 7:30 kickoff. I
would rather have it the night before, if we could.
I have conflict on the 28th, so I'm happy to do it some other night.
Kickoff is, well, it's listed on their website as 7:25, so it's probably 7:30. Do we want to try to propose a different night? Do we want to try to propose that night?
Night before.
Wednesday's fine with me.
27 is fine for me too. Let me check the building's calendar. Give me one second.
The game here or there?
The game is in Green Bay. Does that change your opinion? The 27th is wide open in the building, so that's just fine. Is it the 27th? Okay. I will send out an email, and I'll try to do it sooner this time. I shouldn't press this. I apologize for leaving you in the dark in one meeting for not updating you when we scheduled it. I will send that, and if anybody has an issue, let me know. I have no further business.
Anything further? Do I hear a motion?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.